Hello and welcome to the Checkpoint Reach podcast. I'm your host Luke Eldon. Today I'm joined by Sudden Perks. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good. It's good to be back.
All right, yeah.
It is the return of the perks.
Yeah, return of the perks. Yeah. 1 week off and it feels like it's been a lot longer than that, to be honest.
It does.
It does. You missed the big one, didn't you?
Last week. Do you have any thoughts on the
Do you have any quick thoughts? Event?
No.
Not at all. Literally nothing.
No. Well, you asked me about it, like, I think it was the day after the podcast actually went out, and I was just like, okay.
You must have seen some of the trailers from it and stuff.
No, I have. Like, I watched, we talked about some of it. I mean, there was a lot of games there that I just didn't really pay that much attention
nothing
to.
Nothing that stood out to you then? No game where you think, oh, that was, like, a standout from what you
said. I was intrigued to see Resident Evil more than anything else. I know that's not an exclusive, but I thought the first minutes of the first minute, should I say, of that trailer was a bit boring. I didn't really buy into the ghost story, and then I don't really know what's going on with that game, whether it's zombies or werewolves or some kind of monsters, somewhere in between. Yeah. The last few seconds of the trailer was pretty cool with Chris and Ethan, and Chris maybe being a bad guy, or we'll see how that
could be one of those Master Chief lock things again, couldn't it?
Yeah, that's the feel that I got from that. Yeah. But it looks cool. Godfall, I wanted to see more of, it looked horrendous.
Trash, doesn't it? Like, really trash.
I wasn't interested in that. I don't actually remember the game's title, but that one where you play as the female astronaut or whatever it is, you keep crashing and living the same...
Returnal. Terrible name. Awful name, by the way.
Awful Returnal. Name. But the concept of that, I read the concept of that before I watched the trailer, and I was like, that sounds really interesting. And then I watched the trailer, and I was like, wow, that gameplay just looks... it could have been 10 years ago. It just doesn't interest me at all. So I think it was a good event. It looked very polished and professional, which is something that I think Microsoft could learn a lot from. But in terms of the actual content for me, given my streamlined approach to gaming these days, I didn't really take all that much from it, which I know is unpopular.
Mm. Hey, well, fair enough, I guess. It's your opinion. Yeah. That is what you think.
Yeah, good. That's a great event, but just not really for me.
It's cool, isn't it? Because obviously we've got this Xbox event in July that we all obviously are... Well, I think we're all looking forward to it, obviously. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see the difference. Like, I keep hearing things like this is going to be, like, it's massive. Like, I keep hearing loads of rumours about it.
Don't get your hopes up, sir.
And all this. No, I'm not getting my hopes up because, well, to be honest, I mean, I've kind of laid my eggs on the...
You've laid your eggs?
I've laid my eggs. I meant to say laid my cards. I'm sorry, laid my eggs came out. I don't know why.
Put all your cards in one basket and laid your eggs.
So I've put all my cards in one basket. And, you know, I'm going to be getting the PS5 next year, but that doesn't mean I'm not looking forward to seeing what Xbox do, because I'll still have my Xbox One X, so I'll be able to play these games. So
your Xbox One X.
No, it's just rumours keep saying it's going to be mad, and it's like, well, I hope for Xbox fans they're true, because if not, then...
Xbox One X of yours is going to gather dust pretty quickly, I think.
Already is, to be honest, at the minute, but it will do. It definitely will do.
Yeah, it's going to get even worse, that's for sure.
Yeah,
it is.
But, no, because obviously I'm going to be waiting for, like, Halo. I'm going to play Halo and stuff like that, obviously, like the really big games. But Yeah, my main focus is on PlayStation at the minute, but we'll see. I guess we're all... It'll be a good show, won't it, the podcast afterwards, I think, after the Xbox event. It'll be an interesting one.
It will. I'm sure we'll have a lot of opinions. And there is a show that an event that happened last night that you'll definitely have opinions on, because the EA Play 2020 live stream happened last night. Obviously, showcase what EA have got to offer coming up. And Sud was the one of us that decided to watch it. And as you can tell by his reaction, he had a lot of fun.
Sounds excited.
Yeah, it was...
laid his eggs on the table and love one make sure. That is my favourite new saying.
Yeah, it's a good saying, isn't it? To be fair. It's just... You know, EA, I mean, we've come to expect this from EA, haven't we? How many times in the past have we all watched as the first event at E3? EA were usually the first event, weren't they? And it's like, you think, oh, maybe this year's the year where EA actually shows something cool. And every year, how many times did we say, what is this nonsense?
Yeah,
like every year, pretty much, for the last 10 years. And it's the same thing again, but I actually think this might be the worst one they've ever done. Really? I really do.
The worst?
Yeah, it was absolutely terrible. Just the way, just everything about it was terrible. Like, the way it was presented was bad. You know, trying to be all hip and, like, hipster, and it's like, come on, like, have we not moved past this now? That was, like, 10 years ago, trying to do, like, the hip, like, you know, trying to talk cool and be cool. It's like, just show me games. I don't want to hear all this rubbish and all this jargon.
And they know their target audience.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know, I understand that. And I understand that EA are much... Let's be honest, they don't really care about a hardcore gamer, do they? I mean, no. They don't. They're after the casual crowd, yes. You'll get the odd decent game from them. You know, we got stuff like Jedi Fallen Order last year and stuff like that. You know, cool games, but in general, they only care about their FIFAs and their Maddens and their big games, so...
Yeah.
There's always that element to it, but...
They need to lose a Star Wars IP.
Oh, no, I mean...
We need a fresh creative there.
I guess, should we talk about that game first, the Star Wars Squadrons? I guess that's a good way to start, so... Obviously, I know. Well, I guess you've both seen like the trailer now, haven't you? We saw the initial reveal trailer.
I watched the gameplay honestly about 15 minutes ago.
Well,
I
gameplay and inverted commas perks. It's fair to say because a lot of it wasn't gameplay, was it? It was more cinematic trailer. There was a little bit of gameplay, but not much.
They titled the trailer as gameplay trailer. Yeah, so I expect to see that as gameplay when it rolls around.
Yeah, I don't think that a lot of the gameplay, let's be honest.
That happens a lot these days. Something gets titled with gameplay in it, and there's like, I don't know, what, 30 seconds of gameplay?
I mean, to be fair...
You mean like the Xbox event? Good gameplay.
To be fair, though, as much as we were kind of praising that Sony event held as well, I've got to be honest, there was a lot in that wasn't really gameplay. There was some gameplay from some games, but like a lot of it wasn't, was it?
No.
So, like, think of the Spider-Man trailer. Where was the gameplay in that? There wasn't any.
No, actually, yeah. You know? I don't think it was.
As excited as we are for a new Spider-Man, it's like I would have liked to have seen the game running properly. You know? On like a PS5 or something. Just to see the differences, but.
Yeah, I completely
agree.
That
was a little bit disappointing.
That's one thing I don't like, actually, the way they. As long as they put in small snippets of gameplay, they just slap on official gameplay trailer.
Oh, I know. It's rubbish. It's a lot of rubbish. But, yeah, so that's got Star Wars Squadrons game. I mean, I think we've all probably played some of them, like, Star Wars flight games in the past. Was it, like, there was one called, like, X-Wing vs. TIE Fighter, wasn't there? And was it Star Wars Rogue Squadron on the PS2 or PS1, I think?
Yeah.
I remember playing one of them, and they're pretty cool. Yeah. They were pretty cool games.
Even in Battlefront, though, like, you've got an entire mode dedicated to it. If you've ever played one of those games for a period of time, you've probably spent at least, like, 40, 50% of your hours in the Fighter Squadron modes.
Yeah. I actually like the one on Battlefront, too.
I didn't mind it. It's okay, but I mean, I know it's very like raw first impressions of Squadrons. I'm sure we'll see much more, but doesn't it just looks bland?
Average.
Like,
yeah, I don't think it looks bad. I just don't really get it.
I mean, for me, and it's a bit like this with the films as well. I don't know what you guys or everyone else thinks, but it's like Star Wars is about the Force, lightsaber battles, like cool Sith versus Jedi. When it comes down to like battles between the Starfleets and stuff, it's like, yeah, that's part of it for sure. But a whole game designated that like brief and no Jedi, Sith, lightsaber duels, like, I don't really know how much I can get behind that.
It feels like to me Disney are trying to steer away more and more from like Jedis on screen anyway at the moment.
Yeah, that is that's definitely true, which is a bit worrying.
Give me my lightsabers, damn it.
Yeah.
And because this is going off track a little bit, but as much as we all think, I mean, I certainly think Rogue One's a great film. Yeah. I do really think it's really good.
I agree, it is.
But, in Jedi, like, and that doesn't really have Jedi in it, does it at all, really, apart from the last, like, Darth Vader in the last 5 minutes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Slight spoiler.
That doesn't really count, though, does it?
No, it doesn't really count, but that was a great film, but I think that's the exception to the rule. I think most of the other films that have been without Jedi have not been great in the Star Wars universe, and look, there's always, I guess you could say, well, maybe that just shows that Rogue One was great and they're not writing the films well enough, maybe. But I just think Jedi in general just brings something to Star Wars. And they did say, to be fair, in this, oh, you'll meet familiar characters. So you're probably going to see, like, I don't know, who are you going to see? Like Han Solo and Han and Chewie, probably, like,
Lando.
Flying the Millennium Falcon and Lando. But it's like, that's fine, whatever. You probably see, like, Luke Skywalker in his X-Wing or whatever, but... You know, I don't know. I think the game will be fine. I don't think it'll be a bad game. I think it'll probably be quite fun for a while, but I can already envisage what it's going to be. It's going to be, because they said there's a single player, but you know it's going to be like a 4 or 5 hour probably very...
Well, you already know what it's going to be. It's going to be that there's this backdrop with these planets, and it'll be part one of the mission is to destroy these freighters and stop the troops from reaching this area and then shut down the shields on this starfighter or something. Like, you already know where these games go, and watching the... Given it was like a nearly a six-minute trailer with gameplay slash cinematics, whatever you want to call it, I just felt myself, like, after a minute, I felt like I'd seen it all. Like, I don't know why it was so long. Yeah. And I think that is pretty much symptomatic of how the game's going to be for me.
Well, I think there will be a... I do think there will be a story, but I think it'll be similar to Battlefront 2's, which, let's be honest, was very average, if not bad. Really, it wasn't a great campaign, was it, Battlefront 2's? We all played it.
Yeah, it wasn't
very good.
I thought it was okay,
It was okay at best, wasn't it? But it wasn't anything special. I think this will be the same with this game. It'll be, it'll be alright, whatever, throwaway. The main action they want is the multiplayer. That's what they're focusing on, aren't they? Which is understandable for a game like that, like 5v5 action.
Yeah.
I mean, probably be quite fun, I think, but it's just not a game I'm excited. It's not like, it's not a game where I go, yeah, I can't wait. It's like, yeah, I might play it at some point, maybe.
It'll have its audience. But there will be people out there who...
It is in VR, Luke, which is interesting. I might interest you more.
Yeah, I played the little VR mission that came with Battlefront.
Well, this game's fully playable.
Which is kind of cool.
In VR. Which I guess might be interesting.
To be honest, it gives it a different element. And it's, you know, and it's definitely probably... what's the word I'm looking for? It'll last for like 10 minutes where it'll be cool, and then I'll just take off the headset and leave it probably.
Yeah, that's the I think this problem with, and again, we're going off track a little bit, but this is the problem with VR in general, these sort of things, isn't it? Like, at the minute, there's no comfortable, I'd have a headset, like, it's just not that comfortable, is it?
And it takes so long to set up.
And it's like, I do think it's cool they've implemented it, though. It's good that they've put the whole game in VR. Well, I think that's good. It's a good,
to be honest, a game like that is perfect for VR.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can imagine it being quite immersive.
Yeah.
In that cockpit and stuff.
The little VR mission on Battlefront was immersive, so...
Oh, yeah, I played that at the Comic-Con.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool looking behind you and seeing it. Yeah, I liked it, but... it'd be interesting to see how that goes. But, So, obviously, I think the main big news that people were, like, going mad about, which doesn't interest me at all because I'm not into it all, was the Skate news, Skate 4, because people said he'd never make another Skate game. That was like a little 10-second, like, oh, we're making it at the end. And
that was only worthwhile. They just bring someone on, they just went, oh, we're making it.
I mean, we're making it. But that's pretty much what it was. Like, you had 30 seconds of some dev going like, oh, yeah, Skate's back. And yeah, stay tuned for more. And it's like, all right, fair enough. I mean, personally, I've never really played the Skate games. I mean, I am a fan of Tony Hawk. The old Tony Hawk games. I used to love them on PS1. But I've never really played Skate, so I don't have any emotional attachment to
Skate.
Played
them a little bit back in the day, but no.
They're remasters, aren't they?
My reaction to that goes is, of all the games, of all the genres and subgenres, skateboarding is low on my list.
Yeah,
I don't know what to consider a good game or a bad game. It's just like, okay, that's coming. I didn't even look at the old Skate games. I knew they existed. I was never tempted to buy them, even from like an achievement perspective back in the day when I was a lot younger. I just could not care less. That does not appeal to me at all.
Imagine you on a skateboard or playing a game.
I certainly can't imagine that, but no, I think in general, like, I understand why they did it, because it is a popular franchise for a lot of people, so it makes sense. But
yeah, a lot of people will be happy about that.
Oh yeah, for me it was like, because it was like one of them teasers where they go, right, we've got one more thing, and you're thinking, oh, what could this be? Maybe something interesting. It's like Skate. It's like my reaction was just like,
I know what you were hoping for.
Yeah, I guess should we talk about that now?
Might as well.
Yeah, so obviously there was a lot of rumors before the show that, there's a lot of rumors in general anyway that the Mass Effect trilogy remaster is coming this year, and obviously you think with that being pretty much a fact now that they'd show it off at this event, but apparently not. So seems a strange one to me. Why wouldn't you show it off at an event like this? I mean, I don't quite. You could have started with it or ended with it. Yeah, I mean, I guess they maybe. The only thing I'm thinking is, do they want it to be its own standalone thing? Because it's like they know it's going to be a big announcement. So maybe they're thinking, we can have this as a separate
thing. Honest question now. How big do you actually think it's going to be, though?
Quite big.
People's love for Mass Effect gone, or is it because it's the original trilogy being remastered?
I will say it depends how they do it.
Right.
If this is just like, they're at Resonance of 4, which I think's fine. It'll be cool to play it with, better. You know, if they can get the frame, because like, was it the frame? Was it Mass Effect 1 as well? It had a few frame rate issues, didn't it? I'm sure the frame rate wasn't smooth on the Mass Effect games.
The game itself wasn't smooth.
Yeah, it was very clunky. It was quite laggy a little bit sometimes. Yeah. So obviously playing it in like 60 FPS, 4K, that is cool. I mean, it'll feel really nice, but I don't know if that'll be enough to like make it an absolute massive seller. But if they can remake the first one properly in terms of, I don't mean change anything with the story. I mean, remake it with Mass Effect 2 and 3 controls.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do think that'll be very enticing to a lot of people. And I think people are kind of hungry for a better Mass Effect, aren't they? Especially after, we enjoyed Andromeda. I know we did, but a lot of people hate that game. Mm-hmm. Really hate it and think it killed the series completely. So, and we've not, when did that come out? 2016?
17?
Was it 2017? Yeah, maybe 2017.
I think like March time.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was 2017. But let's be honest. I mean, I'm certainly yearning for that sort of game at the minute, like a sci-fi RPG. I mean, I did like Outer Worlds, don't get me wrong, but certainly wasn't on the level of Mass Effect. So.
Yeah, I mean, if they came out with a remastered Mass Effect trilogy, I'm buying it. So,
100%.
And I'm like you, though, I really do hope that they improve those combat controls on Mass Effect 1, because
absolutely,
they're horrible to go back
to. I mean, don't get me wrong, I would still play it if they didn't, but I'd be a bit disappointed. I would be disappointed. I'd be like, come on.
I just don't see the point in the remaster if they're not going to do that.
It does seem odd. It would seem an odd one.
What a waste of time. What would that do?
Well, I would say sales. It's easy money, isn't it? I'd say that maybe they're thinking, do you know what? Just do the bare minimum to these games. They'll probably sell 3 or 4 million copies anyway. Which they probably would, because people just love Mass Effect. So I hope that's not their thinking, but this is EA we're talking about, so... Would it really shock you if this is just a little bit of a visual upgrade and that's it? Wouldn't shock me at all, but I hope I'm wrong.
Obviously. I hope you're wrong.
I hope, it's the last thing BioWare needs. It's the last thing EA needs, but I give very few games or franchises a free pass on remasters or remakes, but some of them are entitled to it and some of them do a really good job, and Mass Effect's one that I would personally absolutely play again. All three of them. Probably back to back because we all love them. And
Is that because it's so long since you played them, it would kind of feel almost fresh?
Yeah.
It's been so long.
Definitely for me. I mean, I, like you guys, I'm sure we all did multiple playthroughs back in the day, regardless of 1, 2, or 3. But it has been a while, and I haven't actually gone back and revisited since. So, I remember the main plots.
Which is cool. They would have all the DLC with them. I haven't actually played all the DLC, with 3 especially, so.
But there would be a lot of like subplots and maybe, I mean, I did all the side missions back in the day, that's for sure, but I'm not going to remember them all. So, I'll definitely buy into that myself. It's probably going to come in at a full price release, which I'll be fine paying for because it's quality content and it lasts for hours. So I'm behind this one. I just hope it's done properly. I don't want a half-baked remaster.
So talking about remasters, Piers, well, this question is especially for you because I know you love these games as well, but a lot of people also were yearning for a Dead Space sort of collection, which I would love them to do that. I'm not going to lie.
Again, Dead Space, man. Like that's just a sour taste in the mouth with how it ended with Dead Space. It was such a good like beginning and a strong middle, and then Dead Space 3 was just
Dead Space. Yeah, we played that co-op, didn't we?
God, yeah.
Which, I've got to say, I don't think it was a terrible game, Piers. I just think compared to 1 and 2, it wasn't.
Yeah, but I'm not saying these were their exact words, but they tried to make Dead Space like Call of Duty.
Dead Space 3 is probably like 6.5 out of 10, 7 out of 10. It's not a terrible game, it's just not Dead Space 1 and 2.
It wasn't part of the franchise. Like, it just, you play the first two and then you play that and you think, who on earth ordered this direction?
If they properly, like, I'm not saying remade, but properly remastered the 1 and 2 properly, like the visuals and the frame rate better and, you know, just maybe some quality of life improvements. Oh, I'd love to play them again. I really got. That's another one. I'm a bit of a sucker for remasters anyway, a lot of the time, probably even more than you two. Like, I get sucked in with remasters, probably more for nostalgia's sake, but I've got to say, with them two in particular, if they did redid Mass Effect and Dead Space, I'd be really happy about that.
Well, for anyone who's into survival horrors or horrors in general, if you haven't played the original Dead Space game...
And, the original one especially.
Yeah, that is a masterpiece. And I would definitely play that again.
I love it as well, but...
It's my genre. Yeah. And yeah, absolutely. Again, that's a game that I haven't gone back to since in the same vein as Mass Effect.
So it'd feel more fresh, wouldn't it?
And it would absolutely feel fresh. There'd be parts of the game I wouldn't remember. Yeah, I mean, given... The lack of quality survival horror titles across the board these days, you're thinking outside of maybe Outlast and Resident Evil in the console space, Dead Space is exactly was where it's at, where it was at back in the day, and I'm excited if they do that properly, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just going back to this EA Play event as well, I guess we should mention that they did this little sort of sizzle reel of, oh, games in development for next gen, and they showed like a little bit of Dragon Age, like concept from Dragon Age, and Need for Speed and games like that. And I think Battlefield 6 might have been in there as well. They didn't call it that, but it was Battlefield 6, you could tell. And it was like, you know, talking about, oh, we can have more enemies on screen. It's like, I don't know about you, so I hate it when companies do this sort of like, oh, look at this concept for games that are like clearly 3 or 4 years away. And it's like, really? What a waste of time. Dragon Age 4 is not coming out till at least 2023. It's so obvious. It's like, why are you even bothering to like...
Because they need to appease people who ask, where's Dragon Age? Why aren't you showing Dragon Age? They need to tell people, hey, look, it's still a thing. We're still working on it.
I just can't get... I think we'd all be excited for a new Dragon Age, but I can't get excited about Dragon Age 4 when it's, like, 4 years away. Like, what's the point?
No, true. But there'll be some people out there who will. You know, there's some people who see a teaser and they just start losing their mind and it's like, it's coming! And it's, like, 5 years away.
Oh, that's... So annoying. We also saw the me you were talking about this one, but it's the Madden / FIFA game or
that was strange. Like, why did they do it like that? Marketing.
So weird. They just basically what they did was they did a little they showed Madden first and then they kind of showed FIFA at the same time as if they like intersected.
They merged. They absolutely merged them two together.
I think it was like a time saving thing. It looked like a time saving thing to me, like, oh, quickly show both and limited time frame,
which is bizarre given that they are like their two flagship games.
You think they'd show that more than anything else?
Yeah, like I'm very shocked that they just collaborated them like that.
Is anyone really excited for any of that? Like, well, not Madden, I'm definitely not excited for Madden. FIFA. Is anyone really excited for FIFA?
No.
Like, who's excited for that game? Like, who cares? It's going to be the same game you've played for the last 5 years.
I wonder if they're going to have no fans in the stadium.
Yeah. I don't think they will. I think it'll be not. It'd be cooler if they did.
Imagine if they had that option.
They should also have the Sky Sports no crowd noise option or fake crowd noise. That'd be cool.
But, you know, you joke about this. That's probably going to be their USP this year.
Yeah, probably. Because no crowd noise.
What happens every year with FIFA, and I mean, it's long since the days of being tricked by that, where their key focus is on more realistic tackling than ever before. And you tackle the same player 25 times and the ball sticks to his feet and he bounces through you. Goalkeeper animations like no other. And you've got goalkeepers turning backwards and like flapping the ball into their own goal. No one's buying it anymore. Like, people will still buy it. I'm not naive enough to sit here and say I'm done with FIFA. I probably will still buy it. But whatever they say
about...
We
probably all will.
I'm not buying it on the basis of being sold by, look at these great new features that we're focusing on. Their attention to detail in that franchise is so pathetic, it is untrue. Oh, yeah. It has fallen so far down the line in terms of quality, and it's just bought because it's FIFA, which is obviously a terrible reason, but that's where we're all at with it, and it's really sad to see what's happened with that game.
They did also announce, it wasn't at the short show, but it was later on, they did a post saying, like, oh, they specifically mentioned PS... 4 to 5, but we know it's the same with Xbox as well. Like, oh, if you buy it on PS4, you get it on PS5 for free.
Yeah.
Just like as long Xbox as you, yeah, but you as have long to as you get it by a certain date and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the caveat of, like, people not getting tricked, there is
I
a
I think
window.
It's a decent amount of time. I think it's, like, 3 to 6 months, so it's, you get a decent amount of time. So.
Yeah, like, if you're not doing it before then, what are you doing?
Yeah,
but the same.
Yeah.
No. Someone inevitably will fall foul of that and
I guess that is
come
something.
Up short.
Maybe you wouldn't expect from EA. I'd have expected EA to charge $60-$70 again for the game on PS5. So I guess that's one. Maybe that will entice more people to buy the PS4 version or Xbox One version. Thinking like, well, I've got a game on my system ready. when I load it up, it'll look a bit better as well on this. So.
I mean, it's a good caveat to throw on.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's
surprising. And you said the release date works as well. Did you? You told me the release date was October the 6th or something? October the 9th?
FIFA? Put me on the spot now. We were talking about it just before
the
show.
I think it was definitely early October. It was a little bit later than it usually would come out, I know that.
I'm very quickly double checking here as we speak, but yeah, it was maybe 2 weeks or so after you'd expect. Yeah. It's October the 9th.
October 9th.
And it's a global
late for
release
FIFA.
As well.
I think so.
Well, I'm sure we'll get Pro Evolution Soccer Football Global
that'll come
thing.
Out in September.
Like 2 or 3 weeks before it, like we normally do, and I'm sure that'll be exactly the same as this time around.
Yeah, they don't change too much the pro games, do they? Either.
Oh, both of them fall into the same the package. Trap. They do the same thing, and that's pretty much how it is. That's what we've come to expect.
But yeah, I think so. Basically, I mean, there was other little stuff at the AA event, but I don't really want to get into it because it was a waste of time. They showed like stuff like The Sims, and it was like, what? I just don't want to be seeing this.
Well, you love The Sims, anyway.
Yeah. But
sure I do.
Yeah. I mean, I know I used to like it a lot, but I'm not really into it anymore. But and then they showed obviously that was it the Fuck the Oscars guys game. I can't remember the name of it now, but. I didn't think it looked great. We all enjoyed the way out.
Means nothing to me.
No,
yeah.
We all enjoyed the way out, didn't we? But this game looked a bit more cartoony, and I was a bit like, I don't know. Whatever. I think a way out might have just been a one-off for him, maybe.
I think my problem with shows like this now, and obviously it's not like they have a choice, like they're normally, like you say, a part of E3, and they're normally very early on, and it kind of, for me, gets all like clogged together if I'm not watching it live. By the time I get around to it, I might have missed like one or two of the individual conferences, and then we can watch like all this stuff together. But now there's like a big emphasis on this because this has happened on its own. It was like around about midnight where we are last night, and I just think this falls really flat to me.
Yeah.
If it was part of a big conference, well, I can watch this, and then a few hours later I've got something else, or when I check out some highlights, I've got like a few different things to watch. Now it's just like, here's EA Play 2020, and it really just didn't work for me.
No. I think, to be fair, I'm going to give a score out of 10, and I mean, I have to give a score out of 10. I've got to be honest, and I'd probably give it a 2 out of 10.
2 out of 10?
No, genuinely, I know people might think that's hard. I think it was that bad, and I think you two would have both agreed if you'd have watched it. It was really bad. Like, people think that Xbox event was bad. Trust me, that Xbox event, it was 10 times better than the EA event.
So the Xbox event was 20 out of 10.
Well, compared to the CA event, not true. But,
I know what you mean. Like, I get away with this because I only watched the highlights again briefly this morning, and it's like same, kind of the same as the PlayStation one, really. When I'm watching highlights in majority, I kind of obviously get a different feel than you get watching it live, so I'm not going to go against what you say there. I don't imagine
the PlayStation
it was, great.
Was worth watching. Like, if you'd have watched that live, you wouldn't have said, "Oh, it wasn't worth watching," because it was.
Yeah, like that's what I mean. Like, I watched the highlights from the PlayStation one, and I'm sure it was a great show. But when I'm only seeing snippets, it's not the full package, is it? So I'm probably not as excited as you guys were watching it. And again, with this one, I'm watching snippets. It doesn't look great. And then, well, someone who watches it live tells me that as well. I'm not surprised with EA. It's just symptomatic of who they are these days.
Exactly. But let's move on from them anyway, because they're annoying me now, even talking about EA anymore.
Let's move on to another subject that might have annoyed you. Maybe not as much as Perks, from what his response was in the group when we discussed it, but Cyberpunk's 2077 PS5 and Xbox Series X versions are coming. Upgrades will be free. Why have I read it like that? I don't know, because it's delayed again. That's the main thing. It's delayed again.
Again.
Delayed to November
19th. Yep. November 19th.
Yeah. Apparently, it's for bug fixing reasons. As the game content is complete.
I mean, they did a whole statement saying, like, I understand why they do these statements. They have to do them, but I don't know. Do you ever look at these statements and go, it's like, come on. Like, it's like, we apologise to fans. We know you'll be annoyed. And it's like, I don't know. It's annoying even seeing the statement. It's like,
These statements are the most generic things ever. It's like, please don't hate us. We're working on making the game a better game. It's finished. Trust us. We're at a good point, but we need to make it more polished, and we need to get rid of these bugs. It's going to be good. We'll see in a few months. Like, that's basically what it's said.
I think the most interesting thing about this is they say pretty much the game's finished, but the game is actually content finished. So it's playable from start to finish. It's just that they want to basically polish it, because in a game this vast and this big as it's going to be, inevitably there's going to be bugs, isn't there? I mean, even in The Witcher 3, I don't know if you... There was the odd bug in The Witcher 3, wasn't there? Like, do you remember, like, Geralt's horse had, like, I don't know, sink through the map now and again or something. Didn't happen very often. I mean, don't get me wrong, it wasn't like a bug.
Didn't ruin the game, did it?
Playing Skyrim or something like that. Or Fallout, but... No, it didn't, but there was the odd, like, facial bug and stuff like that. So maybe they're just trying to, like, perfect it. Which you're not understanding.
Which is fine, right? Yeah. And typically the response from gamers all over the place is a little bit of frustration. But at the same time, with a statement like this, it gets met with the same response. Everyone's like, sure, take an extra couple of months. Don't give us a buggy mess. We're more than happy to wait for a masterpiece. I'll be honest with you. I'm growing a bit apathetic towards that point of view. I'm sick of saying it. Like, this game has been on the verge now for how long?
I mean, like, it was supposed to come out, originally it was supposed to come out like September 2019.
Correct me if I'm wrong, when was the first time we heard about Cyberpunk? Was it like 2013 or something 2012, ridiculous E3. Is that? I mean,
remember
God's
they showed
sake.
That weird trailer with that weird music.
Yeah.
It was cool, but...
I love CD Projekt Red as much as the next guy and then, you know, whoever's into those kind of games. It's going to be great. It's going to be an amazing game. But I'm so bored of it now. I know that there's the whole, like, pandemic reason that can be thrown at it, but everyone's working under the same circumstances with different individual setups now, and whether people are working from home or on a skeleton crew at the office. But this is just, it's boring me. It's really fatiguing me that this is like, first it's The Last of Us and now it's this, and it's just the long line of games that are falling down this fucking pathway that it keeps on happening. I'm tired. Yeah. I'm bored of games like this being... It's been like 7 years.
It's definitely not happy.
It's too much for me. Yeah.
What I will say, though, is I will say one thing. Obviously, the game was supposed to originally come out, I think, like September 2019. Then it got delayed to April. And then it got delayed to September. And now it's been delayed again to November. So it better come out in November.
If it doesn't come out in November, my interest is so low. What are you guys going to do?
Well, I mean, I'll still play the game, but I'd be annoyed, obviously.
I feel the rank.
I'll play the game whenever it comes out, because, you know. But, I will say, though, one thing. Obviously, November 19th is probably when the new console is very close to the date the new consoles are going to come out, if they're not already out by then. So, I will say it's a great game to get with your Series X or PS5. I will say that. Great launch game. So if because sometimes at launch games sometimes aren't that great. If every other game is rubbish, then
you think that's why they've delayed it to get it closer to the.
Maybe I mean it is possible. Maybe they're thinking.
Well, there's a Cyberpunk console, isn't there? Aren't they?
Oh, is it the Xbox? There's an Xbox One X Cyberpunk Special Edition.
Yeah,
seems a bit odd now because like they released the console 6 months before the game's coming out, which is strange. But more of a collector's item, that wasn't it, but it's more for people that like collecting consoles and stuff like that, rather than it being like a serious like push to sell consoles. But I mean, obviously, we know also they're doing, they said in the report, didn't they, that they're doing upgrades for the Series X and PS5 versions, which I guess is good. You want to see that, obviously.
I mean, that's what everyone's doing. If anyone says that they're releasing a game on current gen and then it's going to be the exact same on the next gen, then they're going to have a big problem on their hands.
I mean, were you two planning on... I definitely was certainly planning on getting the game when it came out. Were you two also planning on getting it when it came out, or were you two going to wait for the new consoles anyway?
No, I was going to get it on release, to be honest. Something to play. I want a nice single-player game to play. So, I was going to buy it on release.
Right.
I was going to buy it on release the last two times it's supposed to have been released.
Not now, though.
Yeah.
Now I'm just annoyed. Obviously, I've got a good few months to calm down, but...
Mm. I tell you what might change your mind. They're doing gameplay next week, aren't they? They're doing that their own event next week. That's still going ahead on June 25th. But this
I've
is like
seen
proper
enough.
Gameplay, though. This is like they're doing a proper deep dive into the game. We have seen gameplay, I know.
I don't
we
care.
We haven't seen like an in-depth amount of gameplay. So I'm just saying it might change your mind when you start seeing people talk about it.
In my mind, this game has been out for years.
Yeah.
Because we have seen so much and it has been at so many events.
I don't think we've seen that much though, really. No, in terms of actual in-depth stuff.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'm not saying that we've like seen the game and we already know what it is and you know, from top to bottom. But Cyberpunk, oh my god, it's the most talked about thing for years now. Yeah, like, it's coming. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. I'm sick of seeing it. I'm sick of hearing about it. I just want to play it. And now it's what, like 5 months out, pretty much to the day, 5 months out again with another setback. I'm less interested now than I ever have been before.
I will say from their point of view, though, I mean, the game was always going to sell ridiculous amounts of copies, but it probably will sell even more now.
Yeah.
Because launch game, you get that console, what game are you going to look to first? You're going to look at that game on the shelf. I mean, it's going to stand out way more than the other game.
I'll
definitely.
The launch, 100%.
And it'll be cool that whichever console all end up getting, it'll be cool to play it with them upgrades, whether you're on the Series X or PS5. It'll look amazing, I'm sure, on either console. So I'm looking forward to that element. They also said, didn't they, even though that it's going to be upgraded for PS5 and Xbox Series X at launch, that they're going to upgrade it again or something, like the next year, to make it look even better or something, which is odd. So it'll be like another patch to make it look even better, which is quite... And they also said the multiplayer component of the game, similar to The Last of Us, and won't be out at launch.
I have no interest in playing the multiplayer.
No, I don't either. I completely agree with you.
By the time that comes out, I know it's not part, like you said already, it's not part of the game, but I'm going to be done. Like, Cyberpunk's going to be a thing of the past for me by the time the multiplayer launches.
Yeah, that's the difference for me, because obviously with The Last of Us 2 multiplayer, we know that's been delayed, probably, I assume, until next year, but that it does actually interest me, because I know you played the multiplayer for The Last of Us, didn't you, Pertz, and actually said it was really good.
Yeah, I really like the first one.
That's the difference for me. Like, I will play The Last of Us 2 multiplayer when it comes out next year. But yeah, I agree with you, Luke. I don't have interest in the Cyberpunk multiplayer. I don't care about that.
No, some games, do they even need multiplayer?
I just don't. I can see why they're doing it. Because it's like going to be a massive sprawling city, and there's going to be, it's not just going to be the city, there's going to be tons of areas. But maybe they're going for the whole GTA vibe, aren't they? Would like, you know, but I'm not interested personally.
Well, the good thing is, it's not tacked on.
No, it will be. No, it will be.
Thankfully, it's
going to do it.
It's standalone, isn't it?
I think it's a different developer, isn't it? Or a different part of CD Projekt Red that's doing it.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the developer, but I know it bears no relevance to the game that we're going to see at the end of this year. It's not like, for example, it's not like a game that comes out and you think, that's epic, why the hell have they tacked on the multiplayer?
No, it's its actual own thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It exists in its own way, and I think that's really good. But I'm not going to be playing it.
No, probably
not. That's the reality. I hope they do a good job with it for anyone who is interested. But this game, to me now, it's November the 19th, or it's not at all. Like, if it gets delayed again, I'm done with Cyberpunk. I've been hyped for too long, man. I've been excited to play it for too long, and the windows get closer and closer, and then it's a delay, and then it happens again and again and again. It's the last chance saloon for me. I don't even care if I miss out on a 10 out of 10 when it comes around. If it's not this year, forget it for me.
I guess the good thing for you is, in a way, even though you're a bit disappointed it's not coming out on September 4th when it was supposed to come out, is the fact that if you do end up getting a Series X, I guess that is a great game to get the console with.
Yeah, like maybe whichever next-gen console. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like you said, it's a massive, massive bonus.
It's a no-brainer, isn't it, if you can get a next-gen console?
Yeah. It's also a great period of time for them because it's closer to Christmas. They'll sell more copies as a result. I don't actually care about that because I'm the individual consumer.
All games at launch sell more than they usually would because it's launch and everyone's excited because they just pick up any game. I mean, how many games did we pick up with the Xbox One at launch just because they were there?
Oh, yeah.
Like, would we have all bought Rise, Son of Rome at launch?
No.
I don't think so.
I wish I didn't as well. I didn't buy that game.
But that game probably ended up selling better than it would have because it was launched.
You actually liked that, didn't you, Sud, that game, to be fair?
I thought it was all right. I don't know about you, personally. I thought it was decent. I mean, it wasn't a great game. It was very limited, but it was a nice showpiece game. It looked good.
Well, that's funny. I was going to use that exact word. It was almost showing off what they could do this.
Yeah.
Well, that generation, when it launched, it was like, here's like a 5-hour.
That game still
hour.
Looks good now.
Yeah.
To be fair.
I didn't mind it. Looking back, I paid £55 for it. I probably would have paid. Yeah,
it's like a game you pay 20 quid for at most. I mean,
it's definitely something that I'd pick up on Game Pass or in the bargain bin these days. Yeah.
But maybe we should move on to another game that was we think will be revealed.
Yeah, Crash. You're on about Crash, yeah? Crash Bandicoot 4.
Crash Bandicoot 4.
It's about time. Yeah,
I kind of like that title actually.
It's very fitting.
Yeah. So obviously, I guess we should probably give a bit of context. This is obviously a new Crash game that is reportedly in development over at Activision. I think the studio is called Toys for Bob. I think that's making it, apparently, according to the box art. Anyway, I'm going off the box art that's been leaked.
Toys for Bob.
I think they've. Yeah, they. Oh, what did they do? Maybe you could look this up for me first, because I know you're. If you could just type. Did they do the Crash Team Racing remake? They might have done.
Very quickly check.
I think. I'm sure they. Or the Spyro. Maybe they did the Spyro remake. One or the other. It just sounds familiar, that name, Toys for Bob. I think they did either the Spyro remake or Crash Team Racing. The recent ones that came out.
Crash was Beanox.
Right, okay. Maybe so, Spyro?
Definitely.
Possibly could be Spyro then.
Well, Spyro was Reignited, wasn't it? That's what they called that.
Yeah, Spyro Reignited. I'm sure it was Toys for Bob that did that.
It was. 100%. Yeah, Toys for Bob and Iron Galaxy.
Yeah. So obviously you did play Spyro, didn't you, Perks? So.
Yeah, they definitely didn't do a bad job.
No, they did a good job of the remake. So this is obviously a new game, so a little bit more pressure on them, being a new game. They've not got the genius of Naughty Dog to work off now from the original three. Obviously the remake Crash Insane Trilogy was, and also Team Racing obviously was Naughty Dog as well, as we know. Great games, but so it's going to be interesting. What did you think about the style of it? Like the box, if you look at the box art, looks a bit more stylized, doesn't he, Crash, compared to the Insane Trilogy?
Yeah, I'd expect
maybe looks a little bit more cartoony. Which I get.
I don't think that can be held against it. Crash is a cartoon.
No, but it just looks a bit. It looks more like, I don't know. For some reason, it looks a bit more like Spyro. That's why I was like, was it? You know, the design, just the cartoony nature of it.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I am interested though. It's kind of cool that they had Spyro and now they're moving into this, which you'd think would be their own. But
yeah,
you talk about them not having like Naughty Dog's magic and stuff. But look, they've got the old games there as their base to build from. Yeah. Right, they've got so many assets to look back at and think what worked, what didn't. This could be really, really cool. We spoke a couple of months ago now, and I remember saying I'm so ready for a Crash Bandicoot that's actually in the old style. Not like a party game or a remaster or anything like that. Just a Crash Bandicoot, like a platformer.
Yeah.
And exactly in the old style. You don't need to do anything with the camera or anything like that. Just make it a true platformer. And this is cool. Like, this is one thing I'm actually interested in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we're all, to be fair, we'd all be pretty... I mean, I'd definitely buy it. I mean, it's Crash... We all loved this Insane Trilogy, didn't we? Going through them games again was so fun.
It was good.
And obviously Team Racing we all enjoyed as well. I really enjoyed going through Team Racing again. So, and I didn't really enjoy Spyro, the trilogy, but I think that's because I never really had a fondness for it as a kid. I didn't have that nostalgia with Spyro like I had for Crash. I know you did a bit more, Bert, so I think you enjoyed it more, didn't you, the Insane trilogy of Spyro games?
I didn't mind it. Like, yeah. I'm a bit like you. When I played through it, I was like, this isn't quite hit in the spot, but I don't think that's because it was like poorly developed or anything like that. I think Spyro was probably the game that had a bit more of a nostalgia letdown than Crash did.
Yeah, because
when I went to the Insane Trilogy, I was like, wow, this actually does like hit home and it invokes loads of positive memories. Whereas Spyro, I felt like, yeah, this is okay, but I enjoyed it because I was a kid, and now not so much.
No.
But I don't hold that against the way it was developed.
I will say, though, the one thing that I do worry about people's reactions to this game is I hope people aren't going into this thinking, oh, these are going to be better than this first trilogy or even as good. I don't know. I get the sense I don't know if they can be as good as the first three.
Nostalgia is a hard thing to overcome.
Yeah, I hope people's expectations, I hope all of our expectations for even us three is realistic. Like, don't expect a 10 out of 10 game What is what?
Oh, I'm no, I'm absolutely
what I expect
not.
Of a crash game is just something that's fun.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun to play, and the level design. I want the level design to be good, obviously, because crash games are all about the level design, aren't they?
Mm.
So you want interesting levels, maybe some new locations that we haven't seen before.
I definitely expect new locations. Yeah.
You want to see like the main sort of returning characters, don't you? The villains and the heroes and stuff like that. You want to make sure they're in there. They can add new characters. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with them adding new villains and new heroes. But you have to, you know, the sort of like Crash, Coco, Cortex. You've got to have them characters in it, haven't you? You can't not have a Crash game and not have them in it.
That's what I was talking about before with the assets. It's not like they really have to make anything new. No. They have everything there from the past. All they have to do is make a good platformer, like strip back everything if it wasn't called Crash. Make some cool levels, make some cool environments, put all that stuff into it, and you've got a good game there. It doesn't need to be a 10 out of 10. And, you know, a strong 8 would be fine by me.
Well, I don't know if you... I guess you've all seen the box. You've both seen the box art. But if you look at the box art closely, and the four, like... There's like four masks, isn't there? Mm. If you look at the... Like, they look like four new masks, so they're obviously going down the storyline of the masks and stuff like that, which Crash is always all about anyway, especially the third game. The third game was more about the two masks, wasn't it? The bad mask and the good mask.
Yep.
Fighting each other, so I think that'd be good to go down that route, because it always makes sense. Like, masks of power almost, aren't they? So
yeah, there'll be gods or something in the game.
So, the one thing that worries me, though, is we obviously don't even know if this game is going to stick to the Crash format. You would hope so, wouldn't you? But if you remember rightly, there was a lot of PS2 Crash games that were like open world. I do not want to be seeing that. If this is like some open world Crash... What was that game post on PS2 and 360? What was it? The Mind Over Mutant, was it called?
Mind Over Mutant. Something
now,
like that.
I know I didn't play it, but I know you said to me they were okay.
You said they were decent, didn't you?
But they weren't anything special.
They definitely weren't Crash games.
No, exactly.
If you played it, you had to take that hat off straight away.
Yeah. So I hope they don't... I'm sure they're not daft enough.
I think they'll just stick to the tried and trusted...
Level formula.
Yeah,
you have to stick to level 4.
Considering this is a numbered release, I would be very surprised if they freestyled it and did away with that old style. Like that's.
I think it would be a bad choice.
It would be
completely agree.
To be honest, I think I'm fine with them doing innovations to the levels. Like they don't have to keep it exactly the same as the way Naughty Dog did it. Like there could be ways they like I don't know, just do different things with the levels that Naughty Dog didn't try and do. I'm fine with that, like exploring new things. But as long as they keep the main structure of the game the same, where you just progress through... It was always 25 levels, wasn't it?
Mm.
So you have a boss every 5 levels. They don't have to keep it exactly the same as that. I'm not saying like it has to be the same, but as long as they do have boss fights and they have like, you know, cool segments and stuff like that and a little bit of a story to it, you know, a fun little story, then I think I'll be happy with it. And I guess the fact that it's rated for PS4 and Xbox One means these games probably are pretty close to launch in terms of this year, I'd assume. Yeah.
Maybe we could get it in time for Christmas, who knows?
I think it will be a holiday game. I'm thinking maybe October, November time. It just makes sense to me. It just makes complete sense. You want to release this sort of game around the Christmas-y time. They're rated for PS4 and Xbox One, so they have to be the games for this year.
Yeah.
Really. So,
yeah,
I think that could be exciting.
Point in the direction of that, and it will be exciting. Yeah. So we'll see soon enough. I'm sure there'll be more news on that shortly. But that does bring an end to the podcast. So thanks for listening as always. If you're listening to us on YouTube, please like, subscribe, and comment your thoughts below on the topics we covered today. And also, if you're listening to us on any audio platform, please leave us a nice review and pass on the pod. You can also follow the podcast on social media: Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ChetReachPod. Links in the description below. And if you want to follow the guys on social media, where can people find you, Sud?
You can find me on Twitter at David10Spud.
Perks?
At JGPerks.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at LEL3Ds at a 9am for Instagram. But anyway, have a good week and we'll speak again soon. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.